Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying. Okay.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Plus our super premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and The Banter Blender, and joining me in a little bit, sort of, via recording, I guess you could say, is Ronnie Karam from trashtalktv.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. Ronnie and I, a week ago, went to Houston, Texas, where we had an epic live show. We revisited, actually we never really recapped in the first place, so we visited for the first time the Dinner Party from Hell from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season one, and that was a week ago. And so for today's episode, we're going to give you the audio from that show, but before we do that, a few things. About a week from today, on the 24th, we're doing a show in Detroit at the Majestic. It's gonna be amazing. We have announced that we will be truly revisiting this time season one, episode one, the series premiere, the first ever episode of Vanderpump Rules. We will be recapping that episode in Detroit on March 24th. Tickets are still available. Go to watchercrappens.com and you can find the link to get the tickets. It's going to be an amazing fun time. All of our live shows have been amazing fun times. Just wait to hear what's coming up soon. But along those lines, just a heads up about this recording. There was an issue with the recording from the venue. And so for the first, I think it's about like the first hour or so, we had to take the audio from Facebook Live. So it's not the best. You can hear Ronnie pretty well, but my voice sounds like I'm just underwater. So just bear with it. But then for the second half of the recording, it'll be nice and clear. So sorry about that. Really sucks, actually. But we'll just have to do what you can do. And hey, come to the live show, and then you'll always have crystal clear audio. So without further ado, let's go over to Houston from a week ago and talk some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dinner Party from Hell.
So good to be back in Texas. I got off the plane. I was like, I am not the biggest one. Get off this plane. I think United has bigger seats for Texas. I was fine this time. I played Mario, took my notes. Oh my God, Texas. I love you guys so much. Thank you. So, what a special show. Wow. I'm from Texas, obviously. Wow. I'm from El Paso. Viva El Paso! And it's a really special show because my family came out, girl. They are out. My mom, my dad, my sister, my aunt, my cousins, Cousin Janet, Merch, Alex, wow. It's your birthday. All the girlfriends, we love you guys so much. Girl, you know I got my mouth from my mother, so we put him up in the little Muppets balcony there. So as you can see, we have a special chair here.
Yes.
Now we would have guests on this show, and to be honest, we just like doing it with ourselves.
Yeah.
We're like, let's just fuck that. Well, like, thank you for coming. This was really fun. Get off the stage so we can do another 2-hour recap, please. That would be great.
But we are in Texas, and it's the house, it's the land of housewives, you know, some of our favorites, as you know.
Some of our favorites.
But there is one really, really fabulous real housewife that has not made it to television yet. And it was what gave me an appreciation for these bitches when I was growing up and would party in backyards of junior league members all over El Paso. My first and favorite Real Housewife of Texas, Ms. Rhonda Karam. Thank you, babe. Of course you took my seat.
I deserve it.
She was. So, Mom, I've told the story of the Tonta doll, because on the show Southern Charm, they went and bought this doll, and it was for positive reasons, remember, for Shep. She's like, you're going to stop being an alcoholic and a drunk, and we're going to get a doll to help you. I don't remember why that made sense. But, you know, Southern people do believe that dolls can do crazy things. Now, my mother plays canasta. She's a big canasta player. And she's like,
yeah, canasta.
These are her canasta bitches up there. So, my mom has a friend back in El Paso named Loradin, isn't it? And she says, isn't it? After everything, isn't it? Oh, Rhonda, you know I hate canasta, isn't it? So, I was telling this story. And it's a team sport. And that mic works, by the way, tell me to shut up. It's a team sport. So if you don't have even people and there's one person left, they have a tonta doll. And they make them up like this. And they just rag on this doll the whole time. Like, well, you stupid tonta. Isn't it wrong? Stupid tonta.
See.
Yeah. Smoking. Their doll had a martini glass, a cigarette. So people kept saying, where is this fucking doll? I want to see this doll. So we were trying to find it, and finally she said, I'll make you a fucking doll, Ronnie. You know, because I've been asking her. And I would like to introduce, and these girls, thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Welcome to this doll. We said we were raffling this off. Sorry, we're not going to.
Yeah.
We have to take this girl around. I'm getting her a tiny little passport. Stand up where we got to start with Texas, of course. So thank you, but I had to announce also as a burger fish taco. Sorry.
You're not burping, you're choked up. We know you're choked up.
Oh, it's emotions. It's emotions. What was I going to say? This doll, before it became the Tonta, was the dad. What was it called?
The corner timeout doll.
The timeout doll.
Where Ronnie spent most of his life.
So, Mom, just what's your basic? My mom and all the girls watched this episode that we're about to recap before they came. So, please tell us what you
thought. What do you think about Real Housewives?
Well, there was more plastic than I've seen anywhere in my time in one room. And that medium woman, what's her name, Allison?
Thank you. See, I picked this shit up. Mom, we are going to play with you on for the whole time. I love you. And I love you, family. I love you, family. We love you.
Not everyone.
Okay, get over here. Grab your mother.
So anyway, welcome to the Countess of France. I have to say, one of the joys about coming to the shows, you know, Ronnie's whole family is here, which is awesome, and watching him be nervous and like, oh no, I gotta get this right, I gotta get this right, they're gonna sit there, it is so adorable.
Because, you know, normally I don't even get out of the bed for this.
Yeah. He was doing all sorts of stuff.
There's a lot of pre-talk. I know we got a recap to get to. But Ben, you know what? We're in Texas, and we're recapping Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Dinner Party from Hell. So I think it would only be proper if we drank out of the right glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shaking.
I'm shaking too. I was like, I'm in school with my computer.
I don't care. I hope I do so I have an excuse to compete. Look at that.
I'm telling you, these Camille cocktail glasses are no joke. This is taking the full. So everyone.
No that. No that. Oh. Oh, no that. Girl, I am shaking like it's my first night at the dinner theater in here, girl.
Cheers, Ronnie.
Cheers,
everyone,
darling.
Just raise your glasses up high. Cheers. Everyone take a sip. Everyone take a sip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a delicious Camille cocktail. Delicious.
You know what? I haven't had a drink for 3 weeks. I'm clean now. Just kidding. I had a drink just to, like, save up for Texas. I think I'm an alcoholic because I'm, like, shaking. I don't know if it's my mother or what. Or you? Who knows? I'm like, oh!
I'll tell you why you're shaking, Robin, because I think this might actually be our largest show that we've ever had. So.
Yeah, thank you, girl. And so many of you we know now. I mean, we've seen all over. So thank you guys for coming and being our friends and our supporters. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not loving...
This has been an amazing week. I mean, we are capping it off here in Houston, but on Monday, the coolest thing ever happened to us, which is that Ariana mentioned our podcast. And what happened to that? That was surreal. That was so cool. But it doesn't compare to this thing, for real. This is awesome.
And thank you to Regina for airdropping me. You guys, the world, the modern world. You millennials and your airdrops.
But we have a lot of show to go through, so let's not delay this anymore. Let's get into some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yes, Ron.
There's a lot of us, and we love talking. We will tell you to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
We do it with love.
Yeah, we do it with love. But, people, our experience is that everyone gets drunk at these shows, which is awesome.
Johnny.
But make sure you're respectful of your neighbors.
Thanks, Dad. I like Ben to do that, so I don't have to say it,
And
he did, and I was like, great.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not like, I was saying thanks, Dad, my dad's here. He's like back there taking shots. He's not the one to tell you to shut the fuck up. I meant us, not my dad. All right, everybody, here we are. Classic episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The dinner party from hell.
Who here did some homework and rewatched the episode? Now, I don't know if it's just me, I don't know if you felt this way, Ron, or if you guys felt this way, but watching again, I was like, this episode is crazier than I ever remembered. It was so good. It was so good.
And it was, it's famous because it's what got Beverly Hills famous. I mean, Beverly Hills started and people were like, why?
Yeah.
They didn't get the faces. This was before everybody had a fun bouncy house face. You know? It was like just starting and people saw Taylor. I remember I saw them on a morning talk show and they were all there. And even the hosts of the talk show were like, you people look fucking crazy. What happened to your face?
It's like an inspiration
to
find a email or something.
Yeah. And they didn't even try and hide it. I mean, they'll talk to anybody. They'll talk to like Nick Nolte. Like, they'll talk to some great, not Nick Nolte. He's the crazy one with the team. Yes, Gary Busey,
but Nick Nolte.
They'll talk to him and act like it's totally normal.
Thank you. Then, by the way, thank you for revising that. I'm sure Nick Nolte was a very friendly.
I know Nick Nolte. He's like, hello, I was in that movie with Barbra Streisand. You guys, my brain. So, anyway, they'll talk to him and it's totally normal. But Taylor Armstrong comes on. They're like, who the fuck are you and why are you on TV? What happened? So this episode was when it finally got good.
Yeah.
And the petty little infighting.
Would wager that season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills got good a lot before this episode. I thought it was like an out-of-the-box hit for me. I mean, by the time they were yelling in New York City, and Kyle said, this is such a fucking liar for me, you know? I was like, yes. Yes.
I used to write 10-page recaps of that for Trash Talk TV, and then, for TV Gasm, and then Trash Talk TV. And Miss Red, who's writing them now at Trash Talk TV, is here. Hey, girl. So trust me, I thought it was very good from the beginning, too. I just mean America was like, oh, they're fighting over something. Yeah. You know, because that's when the Housewives really takes off, the Housewives show.
Yeah.
It's, like, hilarious. Like, releases in the DMV. That's funny. Camille's, you know, Camille. Like
Camille's playing tennis with Nick, the tennis instructor.
Yes.
Maybe he'll come back.
Camille, I mean, even watching the opening of this and remembering all of the great moments from that season,
they're
showing Camille in the hot tub. Do you remember when she's in the hot tub in her bikini and her big old Camille boobs are out there? And she's, the scene where she's in the, talking about why Kyle, why do girls hate me so much, you know? Because you're a bitch. I mean, you're an asshole. That's, we were all screaming from our couch. But she's talking to Dee Dee, her little flat-chested assistant friend. The first Bravo friend boy that I can remember of, at least that I used the term for it.
Well, there was censoring, but...
Yes. Yes, same season.
Dare I say his name.
Why do you take my hot tub scene and bring Cedric into it, you see? So she's sitting there and she's like, you know what, I just have a Jesus Christ complex. That's what it is. It's like I'm Jesus Christ. I'm like Jesus Christ in your bikini with your falsies. Come on now. And Dee Dee, I remember so clearly Dee Dee just looking down going like,
I feel the need to drop this. I just looked down at my Bud Light, and I see that the tab has the state of Texas in it.
Everything in Texas has the state of Texas in it. You just look at anything close enough, there's like a little... It's not the easiest state to draw, either.
Now, I just want to say this. Before when we were talking, when we had like a little meet and greet, I was talking to some people, we were talking about Camille Grammer. And I, watching this show, I started to realize, you know, season one, people hated Camille Grammer, but I think that she was just ahead of her time, because I think that if we had season one Camille Grammer now, we would just, like, put her on my pedestal and she'd be like, top five. We were not ready for Camille. We were not ready. We were not ready. We were not there as a society, but now we're ready for that.
Well, Camille's gone through such an interesting transition to be such an asshole. I mean, she was actually the first housewife, I think, that won the title of most hated housewife of all time.
Yes.
On a magazine. Even Kyle Richards was like, I feel sorry for that bitch. Like, that was sad. Yeah. So then Camille came back for season two and just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I ain't saying nothing. And then people loved her. Then they loved her instantly. They're like, look at Camille being quiet. Love her. Love her. What are you waving at back there? I see you waving. What are you talking about? Love you.
All right.
You guys are doing wings.
So let's dig into the episode.
All right.
So, I know, Ronnie, you love talking about previously.
Right.
You love the previous. This is actually good because it was like a fun trip down memory lane.
And it catches you up with what's been going on. So if you didn't watch, you know it's been going on. Yep. So we're with Vanderpump's old face and Camille in this song. How many times have you been 50? Don't lie about it. You're beautiful at your age. Why are you saying you're 50? This face was 6 years old at 50 when we saw that. So anyway, they're in the shop. And Camille goes, Kyle and I left New York on an uncomfortable note.
So upsetting.
Such an uncomfortable note. She said, why would anybody even want anything to do with you? Without Frasier. Why? She's a dumb whore without Frasier. Remember when she said that? Vanderpump's like, no. I'm not really listening to you.
I feel like you want me to treat you like a broken bird, but you aren't.
This is before Vanderpump started rescuing dogs and stuff back with her, you know, youngest 50-ish face. And she was like, oh, if only I knew what to do with such broken little whore birds. I had a savior plan. What should I do?
I think
origin story.
And then we saw the most brokenest of the broken birds of all, Taylor Armstrong. Who I would like to have her come back. I don't know. She's my kind of crazy.
I don't think it's fair to get fired from a show because your husband killed himself. I mean, when did that become a rule? That's why I haven't gotten married yet. I don't don't want to just be fired because I make my Adam doesn't need to be a rule, okay? That's on him. Leave Taylor out of this.
I don't really even understand why they showed this. I mean, this could be like a 5-hour live show. Like, why did they show this shot of Taylor? But like, they're like, previously on Real Houses of Beverly Hills, Taylor gave a speech about abuse and Russell was there. Like, that has nothing to do with this episode.
And also, they're dressed like cowboys. Like, they're all wearing cowboys. I was like, remember when abuse was fun? Remember? What a fun charity party about abuse. Adrienne's there in her, like, outer blue cowboy hat. Like, look at me, woo-hoo! Yeah! Woo-hoo, falling asshole!
Let's get the bombs.
Yeah, I'm a fucking cowboy, yeah! Look at
that. So we saw previews, we then saw...
Shut up, Donta! Shut up, a stupid! You are stupid! Making a stupid abuse joke at the beginning of the show. Who does that, isn't it?
So then we go into the opening credits, and I have forgotten all these lines from the first season. And we were thinking, you know, a lot of time has passed since these lines, many years. And we thought maybe some of these lines need to be updated to 2018, you know? So, like, we start with Taylor, and her line, she says, "It may look like a have-it-all, but I want more." And I was thinking maybe more appropriate would be, like, "I may look like I have it all, but I'm as emotionally filled as a raccoon."
Poor Taylor. And then we have Lisa, who's doing some odd dance, and Jiggy when he was young. I love that Lisa will go to a dog store and find the dog with alopecia and be like, "I want that one! I want the one that needs to hide behind a sweater. The rest of my life, come here, you cute little broken doggy bird. Balding, balding little doggy." So Lisa is like, "In Beverly Hills, it's who you know, and I know everyone. Mohammed, Lance Bass. Mohammed, Ken. Guillermo. Natalie. The lady who covers chairs for my restaurant. Everyone, everyone."
Adrian says, "Money is what I have, not who I am." And I think it should probably be more like, "Money is what I have, Paul's a dick. There I said it, I said it. Don't make fun of my shoes."
And then we get Kim coming off a private plane. Kim Richards coming off Adrian's private plane. Like, is this supposed to be fancy? It's like getting out of your friend's car that you borrowed for the weekend. It's like a glamour shot. Look at me getting out of a Ford Fiesta that my friend loved me. So she comes in and she's like, "I was a child star, and yeah, my most important role is being a mother. Yeah, my most important job is being a child star playing a mother cop. Hey, cop, I didn't steal this plane, but you stole my house, cop."
And then Kyle's is, "In a town full of phonies, I'm not afraid to be me, but I think it really should be, in a town full of phonies, my sister's still an alcoholic."
I love that Kyle's like, "I'm not a phony," and then she gets like 10 different faces. Like, was this supposed to be subtle? Like, she thinks she's like one of those color grade things in the Home Depot paint aisle.
"Just do it slowly, no one will notice, Kyle."
So Camille's like, okay, Camille didn't even bother putting a comma in hers. You know, everyone else is like, well, something, something, but then something, something. Even Kim got a comma in her sentence. Camille was just like,
"It's time for me to come out of my husband's shadow."
Hers is
like, up.
She's like, "Frasier."
Yeah. She's like, her line just should have been,
"Baby, the news is calling. Tell Salas and Scramble. I invented Medium. I wrote it. I wrote Medium.
Have you noticed that Camille has not talked about how many shows she's created anymore? Remember when she took credit for Medium?
Yeah.
She's like,
"Oh yeah, I created that show. Yeah, I mean, with Frasier. It was originally going to be Roz, you know? Just seeing dead people sitting on that ugly chair that the father insisted on keeping in the apartment. Oh."
I feel like maybe Maurizio should have just done Camille's line. She could have just tagged along.
I wish Medium was just Patricia Arquette seeing Patricia Arquette just seeing Camille everywhere. It's like no murder ever gets solved. Fascinating.
That could have been a lot of things.
The first time when Medium came out, my niece was about to be born. It was 3 weeks before my niece was born, and we were in El Paso, and I was sitting there with Rhonda watching Medium. And when this show came on, I was like, I cannot believe you're coming to see our Medium show. We bonded. We watched every episode of Medium. Okay, I'm over it. So, now, of course, it's like an hour in, and we're like 30 seconds into the show. So, that's welcome. The very end of the show, we're going to be like, and then it ended. Bye.
We're like, okay, well, it's now 3 in the morning, so they finally get to dinner party.
Because doesn't this show seem like it's on season 27?
Yes.
Who are these people? They look so young and like building blocky. Like, look at me, I put blocks on top of blocks and made a tower. It's like, they're so young, little babies.
And it's amazing how far they've come.
They really have. You know, I really love the arts.
From Taylor to George. Oh, God.
Don't say that.
Boys. Did the show start at 8:30? I have it down for 10:45.
I wanted to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but it always came on too late.
Guys, Lisa, could I get this Camille cocktail in the proper glass, please?
I would just like to buy a medium-sized drink, please. Medium glass. Know that. But one of my favorite things about this, rewatching it, because I haven't watched this since the beginning, you know, and I was like, they are so youthful. They're dancing. You know the openings where they're like pausing? This one, Lisa Vanderpump thinks she's in a legs commercial. You know the old pantyhose? And this is exactly what she did. We had to cut some of the music from the show because, like, it's like literally amazing, and I just had to do some interpretive dance to it.
We had to, like, we feel like we have to actually act this out.
Yeah, it's only the first two ladies, but I would like to present to you Lisa's very first Lisa opening. Why'd you picking up your leg? She's like, oh, look at my leg. I'm so carefree. It's
for 2 seconds there, I felt like I was Lisa.
It's what working women do.
Kick check the back salt and pepper shakers.
So stupid.
So we all
even hearing the music, I was like, I love this show. I'm cutting every single piece of music in this show.
So we open up at Ken and Lisa's old house, which I actually always love. It has sort of like a big regal old country flair to it.
Did you notice that everything in Lisa's house, in Lisa's life, is burning down? That house burned down. Mom just burnt.
No, Lisa's house did not burn down. I think it was Adrian. Maybe it was. I thought it was Adrian.
It was Lisa's. Wasn't it Lisa's? Never mind, girl. I was about to get Lisa Vanderpump in trouble for some insurance fraud. I was like, I figured it out. It was Adrian.
This is why it's good to have a live audience. We can be corrected on the fly.
Yes, when we do this show at home, this is what I call beating your head on the steering wheel while you're driving this into the show.
No, you idiot! It was Adrian!
So we open up with just like a fun light scene of Lisa and Ken driving, and this is Ken. This is sort of like his pre-shiny shirt phase, which he's still in. He's sort of like a periwinkle tuxedo shirt with like little floral patterns going down, like a floral suspender and an undershirt. It just made me so nostalgic to a different time.
It was that first model of the Roomba with longer hair, but it's still, you know, the battery didn't last as long, but it was still good. And he still wore the same color shirt as Jiggy. I mean, that man is consistent, John. And we got the classic. Lisa's also very consistent, because our first real line... Her first real line was... Ken! Ken! Still does it every episode.
Yeah. Ken! So, basically, they go for, like, a drive, and the whole thing is she just got her license, and she's like, I don't know what's going on. These American drivers, they're so timid. I guess I'm going to be a bit more aggressive, I guess. And just hear all these car horns honking, and I know that's supposed to make us feel like she was dressing driving aggressively, but I kind of got this weird feeling. It was just, like, in the next lane, it was Sheena being like, hi, Lisa! Hi, Lisa! Do you want to hire me in your restaurant?
She's like, look at me. I'm origin story carefree Lisa Vanderpump. And now that I have an American driver's license, every time I get stopped, I'm going to have a much harder time talking my way out of it.
I'm like, what, did they take your boobs when you went to get your driver's license? How did you talk your way out of it before? You still got them, girl. You paid for them. Use them. Ain't nobody going to take that away from you. Could you imagine? They're like, here's your American driver's license. We'll take your false implants. You're going to drive. We're going to be safe.
It couldn't happen in L.A. It's a scary, scary city.
Why is everyone else so slow? We're speeding.
Shut up, Lisa. You know Lisa driving so goddamn slow.
Yeah.
It's a speed bump. They call it that for a reason, Ken.
Oh, look, Ken. It's a hump. Get it?
So, next in our three-part musical journey is the Camille dance.
Yes.
Remember when Camille was like, I'm a dancer. We're like, no, you're not. Okay.
There are some clips on YouTube that would beg to differ with you on that from Club MTV, but I'll accept.
Well, far be it for me to argue with YouTube. Here's Camille's opening.
I don't know what Trisha Deaver.
I'm a dancer, that's why I am. When we created Dance Party USA, I'm a dancer, Trisha.
So Camille shows up to this restaurant, Jeffrey's in Malibu, which really everybody's been arrested at. Like, if you haven't been arrested at Jeffrey's or Moonstruck in Malibu, you don't live in Malibu. So she shows up there with Taylor, and she's like,
oh, my daughter. My daughter's 8 years old. She's just so busy. She's just so busy.
She's been developing a skin over Roz.
She's been doing a little producing work for Roz Media. Media as well.
She's taking readings.
Yeah, so busy.
And Taylor goes, yeah. Because also, looking back on Beverly Hills, you realize what an asshole Taylor is. Because then Taylor seems like nice. At first she's like, we didn't know she was poor yet, remember?
Yeah.
Except that she was like, I work. Yeah. I work. That's me. Me and my husband are partners. I mean, I work.
I think Camille picks up on it because she goes, Tan is playful. She's funny. She seems real. I trust what she has to say. I mean, she seems genuine. And she's like, ready, getting ready to set the trap. She knows.
But we should have seen it coming. I love little clues that talk about what an asshole a person is, you know? And the first clue is Taylor going to a restaurant and going, I want a mojito. You want me to muddle, bitch? This is Jeffrey's. I already had to drive to goddamn Malibu. You think I live here? I'm a fucking bartender. I drove an hour to get here. And I'm supposed to muddle cement for your non-tipping ass? Oh, I guess we're going to comp this bill too, Taylor. Huh? Should have known.
I love mojitos.
I wish I had a case to close. Shut up, don't talk. Don't talk like that for
a band. Don't make me a mojito. She's like, no.
She's like, wait.
So Camille announces that she wants to have a dinner party because she's like, I wanted to take a break from all the drama in New York City. And I feel like this is one of those moments where hindsight is just so delicious because we're all just like watching that, just laughing at the idea that this dinner party is going to be a break from any sort of drama because it winds up being the worst dinner party in the history of all of Bravo. And I start getting so excited.
And Camille at this point was already such a liar and such an asshole. And then to hear her be like,
Maybe if I'm like buying them food and stuff, they'll feel more comfortable.
Oh yeah, they just don't like you because they're not comfortable. Maybe it was the booths that you guys sat in New York. They weren't padded properly, Camille. It has nothing to do with your god-awful personality, you wonky-eyed hoe.
We love you. But that big sip, I also love how like the real selling point for this party was the pizza oven. She's like,
yeah, nice. We have drinks. There's a pizza oven. We make pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza oven.
And Taylor's like, yeah, great. Maybe they'll behave.
Do you want Domino's? I'm assuming you mean the game. We already have a pizza oven.
So Taylor goes, oh, is it just going to be us? It's going to be us. Taylor's like so bad with her her prefabricated lines, which I loved. I mean, this whole episode is like a bad telenovela in English, which I just fucking love. It's like, go. You see them behind them, prodding them with like little, you know, go Taylor, go Bouncy House Face. So she's like, no, have a friend coming. We're like, you do not have friends. You've got Dee Dee, you've got Hagrid. That's it, right? That's the people she paid. Yeah. Still like today. And a very busy job. Look, why am I so angry?
So she says, it's okay. You're the presence of Tonto. You and Tonto are having an invisible
This
feed,
is
right?
why. Yeah.
So Camille's like, yeah, I'm inviting my friend. Her name is Alison Dubois. She goes, she's a medium. And Jelly goes, she's an actual medium. And she's like, you can tell she's like terrified because she's actually never seen a woman who's a medium. Like, I've never seen that size before.
No, the show. You know the show, Medium? Oh, my God. Patricia Arquette?
No, no.
No, it was the show.
I thought they were bringing that to my 600-pound life. You know
I was a medium once. Worst year of my life.
And then there's, like, this amazing kind of, like, Gremlins moment. You know, in Gremlins, it's like, don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them in the sun. Camille's like, I just have to make sure she doesn't get drunk.
It's like
Ben. Those walls are going to be spawning and speeding around in a little toy store sooner than you know.
Do you know how many times Ben has said those words to himself before these shows?
So just please don't let him get drunk, please.
So Taylor's like, Camille explains what a medium is. She's like,
well, you know, she talks to dead people. I mean, I'm not going to have her read anybody because I'm generally against reading, as you know. But, you know, sometimes she'll head tap people and read them.
And Tyler's like, great, sounds great. Great. I might be a little late. What time is she going to leave? Because Taylor turned out to be a big fucking con woman that had conned half the country out of the money. So Taylor's face, knowing all this after, seeing her face, and she goes, oh, she just reads people. Taylor's like, oh, Jesus. It's like Taylor knows she's about to get called on some serious Capital One shit right there in that dinner party.
I feel bad for Alison Dubois. That's like definitely a head I don't want to tell. Oh, I can tell.
I did it to you, Ben. So Taylor's like, yeah, nothing too heavy, right? She actually said that. I started cracking up. So, Camille, yeah, I just got to make sure she's not drunk.
She just loves a cocktail, but when she has too many, she might hit the load of that a little bit. Just a little
bit. And you can take a weapon. You know what I mean? I mean, in Texas, look, we know. Pick your weapon. You don't have to have a bazooka to shoot somebody. You need to have a very fashionable, adorable little gun you can whip right out of your burkin. Camille just brought a bazooka that can't even speak English, right? Mixing my gun metaphors, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, and now for the part three of interpretive dancing to openings.
Yes.
The ever so effervescent Adrian Malouf.
Oh, yes. She was just yelling at that producer. That's good.
Jeez. Ball
broke his nose. I got back to him, okay?
It's like your first day of work. You can't pretend to be happy to be here.
So we see Adrian.
I don't dance, all right?
We see Adrian just standing in our kitchen. She's wearing some sort of like goth, bordello, Steinmark employee kind of get up. I can't really tell what's going on.
Well, I remember growing up and asking my dad, why are rich people so cheap? And he said, that's why they're rich. This is so Adrian. She's making her kids peanut butter sandwich on 99 cent Wonder Bread with a Skippy from Costco. It's like this big, the Skippy.
You know that was for Jackpot. It wasn't for the kids. Jackpot.
That was the runner-up. Wasn't that the when she was trying to be a Vanderpump later? And she's like, yeah. I got a job too. It's called Jackpot. It's like, no.
No, rip the throat out. It's
like, have a seat, please. Yeah.
$500 million.
So we hear from, like, the depths of the Maloof household,
Adrian!
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 And she's like this. She's like this. Ignoring Paul. He's like, Adrian! Hey, Adrian! She's like, so he comes to the kitchen and finds her, and she's like, wow. He's got a broken nose. She's just looking at him like, fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
You want an award? You got me in the kitchen. You want an award for that?
So she goes, how was Colin? I hope you didn't make him feel bad. Well, it turns out, Paul was wrestling with the kids, and the four-year-old stomped on his face and crushed in his nose.
Yes.
And Adrian's like, what, you gonna blame a four-year-old, you pussy?
Well, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, you know? Because my nose was caved in, Adrian, and she's like, I've had my nose caved in 37 times. You did it 20 times for free. I'm talking to.
She's like, it's no big deal to me. Roughhouse is just fine growing up.
Complain to an original-faced person. Okay, boy? You fucking pussy. This is vitamin B day. Really lovely. So healthy, too.
Yeah.
As
someone who was recently injured by a child, I have a lot of empathy. A child fist bumped me a little aggressively, and my hand hurt for 2 weeks. It's a true story. Sometimes I go like this, I still feel it.
I feel like if we weren't doing this, you'd be working outside of a Planned Parenthood just trying to sign people up. Now come in, we've got a sale. We've got a sale. Come in here. So that's pretty much Adrian. She's fascinating as ever.
Something we didn't mention on our Top Chef recap last night was that I think Tom, Gail, and Patrick all were in Camp Parenthood pins at the finale. So
well, the biggest abortion of a dish goes to that banana pudding. So,
did you need to make a terrible life choice?
Did you mean to dress like an abortion, Gail? Well done, Planned Parenthood.
Hashtag. Every time Gail calls out a frozen meal, she calls it Planned Parenthood. I'm like, Gail.
So Camille is now, you know, she's already had her dance moves. So we go to her mansion, and she's on this landline, which is hilarious.
That's what I wrote that also.
I know, you love a landline.
Like, Camille's on a landline.
And it's not just a landline. It's not like one of those, like, fun curly cords that, you know, you have. You're like, hello, let's talk about Patrick Black together in the fifth grade. It's like an office one.
Oh, yeah. Very busy. This is what people do at great TV shows.
Yeah. We're actually creating a show called Landline. Stars Roz. Answering phone. Which is what she does anyway, but it's, like, more focused on.
She's got, like, maid services, Dee Dee. And then golf cart services, Hagrid, number two. Just goes down the list.
It's like, everyone I know is on this landline.
So she's calling around, inviting people. And just listening to Camille, even fake it when she's really calling people. You know what I mean? It's like, are you pretending? She's not. She's really calling people. She goes,
hi, it's Camille. It's Camille Browner for Adrian.
Are you faking it? Sounds like a little girl playing office, you know? She just likes saying grammar a lot.
Grammar. It's Camille Browner. It's
like the producer of the
Browner TV shows.
But poor thing.
Keeps Medium. Frasier, Price is Right, What's Happening?
Lassie was a big one, Lassie.
Yeah, What's Happening Now? It's really good, now. Give Me a Break. I thought of that. The whole scene with the thing falls in the fish tank, that was my idea.
No one had ever heard of vacuuming a fish tank with fish in it until I came along.
Yeah. Blossom, not the one you see, the one's actually about flowers.
It was just called Dawson, but then I added the creek to it.
I had something called Decor, but it never went. The series was called Nightcore King, but it was a really good show. Martin was a great friend of mine.
Oh, Camille. So Camille's like, it's Camille Grammer for Adrian. Now you can pretend you calling people and being all fancy, but they don't have to pretend to like you. Adrian was like, no! You like hear Adrian in the background. He's like, no, I don't want to talk to her. Take a mess.
Oh, she can't come to the phone. What? She can't what? Come to the phone? Okay. Let's just tell her to know grammar. Camille Grammar the calls.
I like, so she calls Kim. And she calls him Kim Richards. And Kim was like, ah. And so she's like,
I'm like, ah.
And the very first thing Camille does, she's like, yeah, we're having a dinner party. There's gonna be like a pizza oven there. I'm like,
She's not giving you up on this pizza oven.
She's so proud of it. And Kim's just like, you know, Kim's like making chicken salad with her hands. Wait, so,
So then she calls Lisa Vanderbilt, and Lisa Vanderbilt's like, I can't hear you. Speak up a bit. Speak up. Darling, I cannot. I simply cannot hear you. Speak up. Speak up.
Speak up. Speak up. Grammar. Grammar.
Speak up. Speak up. Oh, Lisa, you can marry the ice man. Speak up.
It's Camille. Camille Grammar. Camille. Oh, we hung up. Oh, it's an answering machine. That's brilliant. Brilliant. That is brilliant. Lisa, this is Camille Kramer. That is brilliant. That is brilliant, Lisa.
Meanwhile, that wasn't an answering machine. That was Lisa Vanderbilt.
We all still got it.
Still got it. Who has answering machines?
Lisa's just on the other end, like...
So now...
Yeah, broken
you do
bed.
It. Broken you do
bed.
It, Ken.
The broken bed has learned how to dial a phone, Ken.
So now she calls up Kyle, and she's like, Kyle, I got a pizza, I'm gonna come. And Kyle's like... Kyle's like, well, I'm supposed to have dinner with a friend, but she can't get a dick close, she comes.
Oh, well, I'll thank you, Ken. I'm sure she's a perfectly, just dress nice, just for the occasion, it's a cocktail, Kyle, dress nice.
I'm like, how rude. It's like, shouldn't you have said that to Kim, because you know Kim will come and flip flops in the goddamn pair of underwear.
Big old floppy hat.
Pizza Hut! Pizza Hut!
Kim's gonna come dressed like annoyed. She's like, pizza!
So Vanderpump.
Vanderpump at home!
Rob and Piggy. Why did I write that? Vander Rob Piggy. What could that mean? Okay, so Rocio. Okay, now we have had some. Guys, this is a real controversy on the show.
Yeah.
Why do they keep changing the spelling of Rocio's name? Is Rocio hiding from somebody?
Because in this episode she was spelled as Rocio.
Yes.
I feel like it's like MTV7 when like Jackie Harry became Jack A. Harry and then became Jack Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, Mary, let's go.
Less than TG7, girl. Her Mary left the home. In my bed, and for you, man. What you doing, man?
I went to fix the Facebook Live for a second. I came back to
some. Oh, well, what
perfect timing. Oh, that's brilliant.
So Lisa received two shoes from Christian Louboutin.
Oh, that's from Christian Louboutin.
Oh, good. I can go driving with my American license. Where is Pumps? Pump, what an interesting word. It inspires me to have a restaurant called Pump. But a broken bird.
Then she did her creepy dog makeup thing where she's like,
come here, you little sex monster.
Ronnie's thinking of a tonto. That's where we're going to get home.
Back away from the dog, Lisa. It's creepy. It's too much. I'm just saying it's too much a lot.
So then we go over to Kyle's old house, which was a real thrill because it was fun to see a pool that wasn't shaped like a smiley face. You know, that's a real thorn in her side.
And also, remember when Maury kind of looked like that? What's that actress name? The Wonka of other wonky eye.
John
Turturro. Thank you. He was like, I never saw John Turturro until like season 3 when people were like, when did he become John Turturro with a beer belly or whatever? He was so cute.
His name was John Turturro.
Yeah. So, current John Turturro as well.
A little John Turturro zing, everyone. I know that's what we all came here for.
So the even this bitch Pam, he's doing Kyle's hair tonight. Even Pam wants Kyle to change her hair. Okay, yeah. Everybody has been begging Kyle to cut her goddamn hair for years. Okay, that is how this season begins. Cut your hair, Kyle.
Well, to be fair, I'm not totally sure I would take hair advice from someone who looks like a low rent Alexis Bellino. I'm just saying.
She did too. She did.
She seemed very nice, but I was getting a lot of Alexis Bellino, and it was very soul affirming.
Yeah, she does. That's a good call.
There's a lot of Alexis Bellino there, yeah.
So Pam is like, blowout body. Want some blowout body? And Kyle's like, you know, I really don't know if I want body. Straighten my hair, Pam. Is this your first time ever?
So Kyle starts mentioning that she's going to bring her friend, Faye, to the house. And Pam goes, oh, well, she'll fit right in.
Yeah. She'll fit right in. So now Dee Dee, the favorite friend Floyd until like season 5 when she tried to yell at people. Remember when Dee Dee tried to stand up for Camille and started yelling?
That moment.
And then Camille was like, you're never coming out again, Dee Dee. Guess who? You're not even going to be at my cancer perfume party.
Sorry.
This smell is...
Think about it.
It is. Dee Dee got dumped the second she became trouble for Camille. Do not trust Camille. Camille is acting like she's very nice now. She's not. She's Camille.
Oh, she's not acting like she's
very
nice.
She's still Camille.
I think a certain ball gag gift changed that a little bit. And by the way, how hilarious is it to have Camille back going after Dree? That is a great shit.
Camille being offended with a dildo is like the funniest storyline I've ever heard. Like, darling, what did you use with Kelsey for the past few years? Okay, so here we are. Camille's like, remember how rich I am, everybody? I've only shown you 20 times today. It's like, look at this dress. It's Chloe. It's Chloe. And poor Dee Dee's like, that's great, Camille. You're so rich.
That's
you are so,
great.
Rich.
Look, it has a screw on the front and a U on the back. And it's just like, screw you. Get it? I'll wear it in front of the pizza oven. It'll really play well.
So she's like, oh, by the way, Dee Dee, I collect lingerie.
It's like candy to me.
What sort of candy is she eating?
I might as well just prance it and around in it alone because I'm here alone all the time anyway. Which, you know, she gets dumped at the end of the season and Dee Dee's like, okay, we don't need to talk about that. I really need to keep this job, so... Say Chloe again.
I don't think we've ever done this much Camille grammar in one episode.
She hasn't spoken since this season.
I know. So now it's like limo time. Time for everyone to get into limos. So we see Adrian. Okay, so Adrian, she's... How do we describe Adrian's look for when she gets in the limo? She's wearing like a fuchsia top, a black skirt. She's wearing some like stockings. I think she's like wearing menorahs as earrings. I'm not sure.
Manolo.
It was just like, I just really miss Adrian's interesting, eclectic look sometimes.
I'm wearing two of Paul's ribs as earrings, all right? Fuck that guy, what a pussy. So Taylor gets stuck with her in the car, and Adrian goes, oh, you look beautiful as usual. And Taylor goes, as usual.
I'll have a champagne. She's like, I don't work for you.
Like, every little thing she says pisses me off. Taylor, because I'm like, you became such an asshole. I get mad. Thank you. I get mad at everything she says now. Everything. She's like, F, yeah, as usual. I'm like, fuck you, Taylor. Like, she didn't do anything. Taylor's doing nothing but, like, being, like, low-key shade in this episode. Okay, so now this isn't, like, we don't need a dance for this. But this is the music they use while everybody's talking about getting ready for the party. Okay, they're all driving.
Oh, I was really starting to live in some of those dance moves there for a moment.
I just love the orchestral artwork in this show. It's like everything had a different cue.
It's Alan Lazar, you know? He's a genius, that man, that composer.
West Side Story, all the way west. So far west, no one knows where the exit is. I love all the low-key shade they're throwing at Malibu. Kyle's like, isn't that the exit? Isn't that?
Oh, my God, I'm having an Alanis Morissette moment. There's a fly... In my Camille cocktail. Oh, it flew away. Whew, that was almost
ironic.
Well,
there's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza.
I used to love that song.
Me too.
I used to sing it all the time because, you know, it goes around on an infinite loop. I would sing it for like hours.
There's a novelty. Hole in my bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza.
Oh, that was lovely. Was that song like a metaphor for something naughty? I always thought it was like a song. He has a hole in his bucket.
I don't know, but it's fun thinking of that because I learned it from my meemaw. And I just love thinking my meemaw was telling anal jokes, you know. Yeah.
There's a hole in my pizza oven, dear Dee Dee, dear Dee Dee.
We have a donut oven. Come to my party. There's a come to my hole in my bucket party. Get it? Dee Dee's like, that was so good, Camille.
Dee Dee, look at my shirt. On the front it says pizza. On the back it says oven. Isn't that so funny, Dee Dee? That was great, Camille.
Camille, stop. Oh, Camille.
Make the pizza, bitch.
I know, poor Dee Dee comes out taking off her HelloFresh apron. She's like,
I'm here, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have flour in your hair, Dee Dee? The flour?
Oh, we got a Crappens bingo.
Okay, now, here's the bingo rules. There's going to be first, second, and third. First, what's your name? Yeah, Anna.
Cute, Anna.
Congratulations, Anna, for hitting a bingo on Crappens Bingo.
And thank you to our bingo author and originator, Miss Kellyanne Lee Redinger. Kelly, you, bitch, you've been here for a long time. Kelly started Watch What Crappens Bingo long before it was stolen by Watch What Happens. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Bravo.
Historians.
Okay, so you will collect your prize from Jenna, my cousin Jenna, back at the merch table.
Yeah.
So congratulations, number
Congratulations, that was awesome.
So next we get, cheers, Dee Dee. Okay, so this is where we start getting the Alison Dubois Comedy Hour.
Yes.
Which is just good.
This is the moment where America, the world, is introduced to a living icon known as Alison Dubois.
Girl.
She appears on exactly one episode ever on Bravo and is so completely legendary.
She is still drunk tweeting mad at Camille, girl.
Know that. Know that.
Camille's obviously not a girl's girlfriend because of what she said about me on Watch What Happens. I'm like, this was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, Allison, you need to have a seat, Allison.
No.
But God, I'm so glad to see.
She gets no seats.
She gets the episode.
To stand and be loud and proud.
This was the episode where Patricia Arquette started cutting herself slowly on her thighs. She was like, I've worked so hard to create a likable character out of this crazy drunk bitch. Medium was canceled not long after. Coincidence? Girl, I love. The only episode of Medium I haven't seen is the one guest starring Molly Ringwald because I wanted to save it. And I was like, I can watch this on Hulu now, but I won't. You see? I'm still waiting, Molly Ringwald. I'm still waiting. We'll have our moment one day. Okay, so here we go. Allison is at the house with Camille. Oh, Jesus. Is that your phone? I don't know.
No, my phone's Facebook Live.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Ronnie. Who's this?
This is Ramona Singer calling.
How did you get my new number?
Oh, well, I found your number because I saw it written on a stall in the bathroom.
Yeah?
And I was calling because I'm having an emergency.
What's your emergency? How can I help?
My emergency is that I'm at Countess and Friends, and my friend Sonia Morgan is drunk on stage and disrobing. Could you please send an authority figure over here to save her?
Well, that's why people go to the circus. Have someone thrown a ball for her to catch with her JJ yet? That's why people are going to the show.
Whoa.
Is that too much?
That's crazy. When I was a little girl, I used to love going to the circus. I was like, can we go to the circus? And then Geraldine Parsons Smith was like, no. You can't go to the circus. Circus is for elephants who eat peanuts. Do you like eating peanuts? And I was like, I don't know if I like eating peanuts. You never let me have them. She goes, good, two things you can't have, circus and peanuts. And to this day, I've never seen Cirque du Soleil or had peanut butter. Okay?
I gotta go. I'm very busy. I was about to talk about Alison Dubois from Medium, in real life, being a total horrible human being, trash garbage person. So can I call you back later?
It may be too late. Good luck.
That's so random. Our Facebook Live shut down.
That's all right. You're not here. Facebook not live anymore.
Camille's such an asshole. Now, Kyle took this mantle over, but it used to be Camille who every scene opens with Camille talking about how much money she got. Every scene. And I know that's part of being a real housewife. Like, who wants a poor housewife? Sorry, Taylor. But, like, who wants a poor housewife? No one. No one wants one, okay? We're poor. That's why we're watching this. We'd be out doing something rich and fabulous if we had money. We're not. So we're watching this because we're poor. I don't want to watch you on my I don't want to watch me on my TV. So Camille, you know, but she just went overboard. So she's like, oh, yeah, of course. We still have horses. Of course. It's like, oh, please ride a horse, Camille. Please. Please. Do us all a favor.
Yeah.
So Allison's first line is, cheers. Cheers.
Allison, that smile, the way she smiles like this, but then curls her lip inward. She's like, I'm tapping the head of this Camille cocktail. Know that.
I love that we got a close-up of, like, where plastic surgery was at back then. Because the glasses really were these thick Mexican glasses. And they would lift them, and then you see their behind-the-glass face. And they're like...
So upsetting.
Get a close-up. So upsetting. Allison didn't have any, you know, which I'm sorry. But guess what? She's poor. That's a poor person. It's a real life poor person.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Camille goes, no, poor Dee Dee. God bless her. She even does poor people cheers. She goes, cheers, Camille. God, I love horses. Camille, to new friends and to old friends, Camille.
And to employees.
Yes.
Who's your friend?
Friend ploys, which is a word that goes together. I'm not your friend because you pay me. You pay me because I'm your friend. So it's totally different. Different.
So,
right, Camille?
So Kyle, Kyle in the limo.
I've kept it in long enough.
So Kyle in the limo is being like, I just want to have like a fun, nice time with no drama. I want Faye to go in with an open mind. I don't want to taint what Faye thinks of Camille at all. I mean, far be it from me to ever say that. And then she goes, believe me, Camille is likable. She's likable. I was like, good job.
Also, you gotta love that Camille can work taint into a sentence. Yeah. Fucking Camille. Look, girl, you can say whatever you want. There's still gonna be hoe terminology spewing out your mouth every minute, and it makes me love you even more, my little darling. So, yeah, this is the Allison comedy hour, because Dee Dee's like, to old friends and new friends, too. And then Allison goes, and the new friends that may end up being old friends. Old friends are a good thing, Allison, you dumb hooker.
And the old friends who might wind up being new friends, because you haven't seen them in a while, but they're new friends, but then they wind up being old friends again. Think about it. Think about it. I've already thought about it. In the future, I know that about myself.
The squint nod is my favorite. When she's funny, yeah. She does this. She goes...
I know when my joke will die, and I love that about myself. I know all the Arquettes, not just Patricia. Know that.
She actually went, and friends who will end up being old friends. Pshaw. Pshaw. Like straight guys in Catholic school. Pshaw. Pshaw. So, then Camille follows it up. Now, this is why people hang out with people like Allison, because they're like hilarious. Like Camille.
Yeah.
Camille goes, yeah, some of them are out the door already. My choice. my choice. And they're like, ah ha! Dee Dee's like on the ground rolling down the hill. It's like, that was hilarious! That was hilarious! Come here! Calling Hagrid, please go get Dee Dee from the bottom of the hill with the golf cart and bring her back up. Oh my god, I'm so in love with you.
Oh my god. Oh my
god. Thank
you,
Kenneth.
That's Kenneth Curtis. He's adorbs.
Kenneth, you adorable little. We're in the same color scheme, even.
Guys.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay.
So finally, the moment we've all been waiting for, a close up of the pizza oven.
Oh, wait, hold on a second now. You know who else was obsessed with this? Mr. Alan Lazar, the creator of the music of Beverly Hills. You guys, get ready, because it's about to be a pizza party. Woo! Sexiest pizza party ever. It's like, and they're like, putting pepperoni.
That's what it's like. That's what it's like.
Pizza oven. Hey, is this Alan Lazar? Alan Lazar, we need a song about the pizza oven.
It's
like, well, it's got to be as good as Gretchen finds a penny under the couch. So I'll go for it. I'll write that, Camille. Thanks for the idea.
The only thing that pizza oven was missing was DJ James Kennedy spinning some hot tins, girl. That's not about the pasta. It's about See You Next Tuesday featuring DJ James Kennedy at the Tuesday night turn up at the pizza oven, girl.
B-E-N-M-A-N-D-E-L-K-E-O. Ben Maldoka. Ben.
Rob can totally make pizza in less than 7 minutes.
Rob has horses.
You guys, can you please stop making pizza in the pizza oven? Rob has to wake up early in the morning.
So then there, of course...
I think I'll have one of each of the prime pizzas.
Yeah, of course, horses.
And Dee Dee's like, yeah, remember how good your butt was getting on those horses, Camille? Remember how bad your butt was amazing, Camille?
So, finally...
That's a quarter off of it, she said, Dee Dee. Fucking Dee Dee. It's another poor thing to say.
So, but finally, the first limo arrives. It's Taylor, Lisa Vanderpump, and Adrian. They arrive.
What's
and we
order?
Get, for the first time in the episode, we get a whole bunch of... Mwah, mwah. Hi.
It's like she's ow. Lisa Vanderpump's like, oh my god, it sounds like World War II in here. Not that I would know, I'm 36 years old.
I remember when I found that little man who needed help. He was an English patient.
I'm 37. Yeah, so Camille, we can never really do that properly because you just, you have to do the sound, which is, meh. But in real life, it really is like, this is a face. She's like, It's like when you catch a fish, but you're too much of a pussy to, like, kill it. Right, Dad? Right, Dad?
You know,
the fish is just... The fish is just on a rock like this.
Mom. Throw me back in the ocean, please. You know, speaking of kissing, you know, we do the obligatory, but very sincere... Oh, my God, I see witch hats in the background. I see silhouettes of witch
hats
back
there. Isn't that funny? I love that.
But we do the obligatory, every live show, we have to give a shout out to all the straight guys that got dragged here by their ladies. We have one right here. You guys all deserve.
Our
right,
big
oh,
daddy
right there.
Bear down there. This guy actually
right there,
won an award.
And right there and right there.
Daddy
right
Bear
there.
In front won our first. Our
right
first,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Oh, my
daddy
God.
Daddy Bear won the first ever Best Straight Guy Award.
Yeah, there he is.
And that is him.
You guys, this podcast is like so not as good as it used to be. It's like taken over by straight people now.
No, thank you guys for coming. You guys all deserve a Camille kiss from your ladies.
Okay. So Dee Dee, the girls arrive, and Lisa Vanderpump's like, "Oh, look at us in Monterey, California. Only 18 hours it took to get here. What a quaint little place. And so do you have water in this house? Is there water?"
So Dee Dee is like in best sidekick mode. She is like, "I am going to earn the approval of Camille." She's like, hey, you know that show Medium? You know the show Medium on TV? You know that show Medium? And Lisa's like, "What are you talking about? Medium? I have a large TV. No. That show Medium. Oh, she's on it. That's about her." And she's like, "The show's about you or you're on it? I don't get these things. So American. What is happening?"
"So you're on the radio."
"Oh, yes. You sing jazz, do you?"
Here's the last show I watched on the radio.
It's like Morse code.
It's like television. What?
So Allison's like, "Okay, let me handle the bragging. Patricia Arquette plays me, so..."
She's like, "Rosanna Arquette. Oh, what a woman."
"No, Patricia. Patricia Arquette, nominated for an Emmy Award for..."
"That's
playing
your cleaning lady, yes?" So Allison's like, "But I have this whole other life of like having a job and doing something real and profiling serial killers."
And then Vanderpump is so disgusted, which I love. It's like, "You're on television, disgusting. And you have a job, also disgusting. And your job is writing profiles on serial killers. Why is this woman here?"
She just goes, "Oh gosh, I must watch it."
"Tuna, and Allison's like, tuna tata, tuna." "My good friend Tuna Tartar is somewhere in this party. Excuse me, television lady with the job."
"You know, Allison, at my restaurant, Sir, Sexy Unique Restaurant, we never cook our meat to just medium. We're well done. Think about that." She's like,
"No one complains about medium, but everyone wants a rare. Am I right, Allison? Get it?"
So then Kim, Kyle, and Faye arrive, and they all say hi. They all say hi in three-part harmony, but we only two of us. So I'll do the high one, you do the low one. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Sorry, I really just want Adrian to come to this party. Because whenever Adrian shows up anywhere, she's like the richest woman like ever on a Housewives show. Like, she's worth like $500 million or something. And she always walks into parties like this.
Hi.
Yay, hi.
Where's the little girl's room? So Camille goes right up to Faye, and she goes, "Camille Grammer, welcome to my house." And I just like to think that Camille does that everywhere she goes. She's like at the movie theater, "Camille Grammer, welcome to my house." Like, what, bitch?
She probably did that when she was hostessing at Chili's back in the day. Like,
"Hello, I'm Camille. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. I have horses."
It's like, "No, you don't." Like, Camille deludes herself into becoming a rich lady with horses in the house. Delusional people become rich. Okay, so Kyle's like, "Oh my God, thank you so much for having us. Here's a gift. And Kyle's like, "Oh, thank you. Is it another horse?
I love horses.
We still have some, but yeah. I'll put this over there. Thanks, Kyle."
Dee Dee, stay away from that. Dee Dee.
Okay, Dee Dee. Look at Dee Dee just throwing around the bag.
Isn't she so cute?
Oh, Dee Dee.
She's
you are
always
so
hungry.
Funny, Dee Dee.
She can't afford dinner.
Dee Dee is so like a
she
horse.
She eats something called pastaroni. Yeah. I don't know.
So now.
It's not about the pastaroni.
Now, we all, back in season one especially, loved Kyle. I loved Kyle. I mean, yeah. I know that's crazy to hear me say. It's crazy. Because, girl, I will turn on a Kyle bitch, okay? I've turned on Kyle. I've loved her. I've hated her. I was like, "How dare you throw an alcoholic under the bus, you bitch!" And then I'm like, "Oh, my God." But remember when she knew the fat Jewish? Like, I'll change, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
But back then, I loved her. And I was like, "How dare Camille set up Kyle with an evil person, bad jokes from Medium?" But obviously Kyle's worse because she's bringing Faye, which we've learned over the years. Faye is not only Shade, but she's actually intelligent enough to make really good disses, you know?
She is.
So they were both bringing, like, proxy wars. And it was like a sign of what we were about to go through in America, basically. We're like, we love a proxy war! Yeah. We're not really in it, but we're paying for the whole thing.
Who knew this show could be so political, like, really be such a commentary of our times? So anyway,
proxy.
This is a pivotal moment in the episode, because this is when we first really start to see the Camille cocktails coming out. And they are, I mean, we have our little Camille cocktails here.
Be quiet, tiny birds, quiet.
Yes, quiet back there.
Shh, 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 shh. Inside voice.
Use your sir voice.
Do not use your inside sir voice. This is how an inside, this is what you have to sound like when you're inside sir. Is there a waiter here? Are there waiters? Do I need to order at the counter or? Yeah, don't use your inside sir voice.
You know what? You know what this dinner party really needed?
Games. But they do have an old man with a shaker. I love an old man with a shaker. This is Camille's shaker guy. He's like,
oh god.
So anyway, so the Camille cocktails are coming out. That's already bad news, okay? These things are like inverted pyramids. And so now it's time to go to the dinner table, all right? And Camille is like, all right, so let's have the guests of honor, Allison here, and Dee Dee here, and the rest of you guys can sit where the fuck you want.
I know, subtle, Camille, subtle. Yeah. It's not obvious what you're doing.
Just pretend I'm the pizza oven, and you're waiting to have my pizza.
Everybody pass by me and go, whoa, pizza oven, whoa, pizza oven.
I have always struggled with those rust-colored chairs. After all these years, I hate that this amazing episode takes place against the backdrop of rust. It bothers me.
Well, I'm a Texan, so I understand gigantic furniture. My mother had this couch one time. My mother loves some big furniture, girl. And I realized probably later you were doing it to make me look thinner, you know? Which I appreciate, you know? I still do it. I've got a huge sectional. But I remember one time I was sitting on one of my mom's couches. It was, like, the back was up to here. It was one of those, like, with a huge back. And I felt like the lady from Lily Tomlin from that movie where she's a tiny lady. Like. Anyway, this is Camille's house.
I just always feel like Lily Tomlin, regardless of the movie.
Camille's house is like that. It's like doors that are all the way up to the ceiling. You know how in Texas it's like, you never know when a giant's coming over. Like, literally, you don't know when a fucking giant's coming over in Texas. We're big here. We're big people here. Those doors all will open double. They're double doors. You have to unhinge the bottom to get your fat friend in, you know? I love this town. You're only served bread and meat.
It's a good combo. So they all sit down. They all sit down. And at this point, Allison's already wasted. Like, she's already drunk. And
well,
here's the thing, we all remember all the famous Allison lines, like, know that, you know? But she had a lot of great gems that never made it to pop culture prominence. So she sits down and she's like, it's Saturday, you see, I'm still young, so when Saturday hits, I'm like, yeah, what do we gotta do, right? And that part of me still comes out, and it's like a girl's night, so we're not supposed to be good. We're supposed to be, like, really bad in a controlled setting. Right? Am I right?
Yeah. She was about to give a speech to, like, a self-help company. You know, she's like, I'm a girl. And girls really, it's a girl's night. Am I right?
I feel like she just wrote an Erica Jane song. You know, it's like, it's a Saturday night. We're gonna have fun in a controlled setting. I don't give a fuck.
When Saturday hits, I'm like, yes. When Saturday hits, I'm like, yes, what am I gonna do, right?
And that part of me still comes out.
And that part of me still comes out. What am I gonna do, right? What am I gonna do, right?
That's the chorus. What am I gonna do, right?
In a controlled setting.
And then she keeps going. All the girls are looking at her like, okay, you're gonna make a speech.
This is
coming to like a, it's a speech, you know?
It's a speech, yes.
And then she goes, it's a girl's night, so we're not supposed to be good, right? Supposed to be bad.
This is a controlled setting, right?
Because it's a girl's night. That's one of night.
We can't have a girl's night in a non-controlled setting.
Girl's night. So I have to mention that Taylor, who's still, like, she's a small character in tonight's episode, but she's cracking me up because she's just walking around pretending to be nice, Taylor. And she keeps doing stuff like this. You just see Taylor's gigantic funhouse face, and she's doing this in the back. She's going, ah, ah, ah. It's like an animal call. It's like, ah, ah, ah. I'm like, who laughs like that? You don't. What are you doing, Taylor? What's your con? It's a game tonight, darling. Sorry for the butt crack, guys. Shut up, Tonta.
Tonta. Just relax, Tonta, okay?
Oh, what a drunk.
Tonta, we realize you don't watch Real Housewives. We get it, okay?
Tonta's a drunk, isn't it?
This show is for the fans, not for you, Tonta.
Tonta. Tonta's like, I look fine. Okay, so... Okay, so Allison has freaked everybody out. Nobody knows who this woman is or what the fuck she's talking about. So Kyle does this look because Faye knows this is trouble. Faye knows what she's doing, and you can tell because she's grabbing her extensions and making sure they're proper. She's like...
All right.
She's like checking them. It's like... No. All right, I'm ready.
So Allison is now... She's just totally... She's in a great medium space. She's like... She's not even making any sense. She's like... The love that they have after they die is, like, stronger than anything we can imagine. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Gia Pets? Like, what are you talking about?
God, people's emotions when they die.
I have one big brother, no sisters. That's why I like hanging out with alpha females, because you're kind of intelligent and pretty. Like, you're alpha.
And Kyle's like, what is that, a compliment? Kyle's lizard lip things was out of control back then. She's like...
And Dee Dee's like, I know, people put down alphas so much in society. Camille's like, quiet, Dee Dee. It's not your turn.
She's like, Dee Dee. Dee Dee's like,
people put down alphas so much in society.
So when, okay, the music, Allison's like, oh yeah, never mind. I'm fast forward. I'm like 10 pages behind.
I saw your notes. You were like, and then the fork.
Yes. I'm like, and then he created a woman out of Adam's rib. It's like, where are you? I'm on like day one. It's so, like the ark is floating down the river and I'm like still in Adam and Eve. Like, move along. That was a Bible joke for you, Texas.
So Dee Dee. Dee Dee's like, people put down alpha so much in society. And then Lisa goes, oh, well, normally they call them bitches. And they just cut to Camille just sneering, like, I can't tell if that was meant for me or not. Hashtag pizza oven.
Yeah. I love that Dee Dee was like, yes, and if we're anything at this table, all of these women here are alphas. Do you need anything?
Camille's like, I'll do it. All of us women are alphas. Bye.
Found a nickel. Whose is this? Anybody want this? I don't want to put it in my pocket.
You can have that, Dee Dee. You can have that. So then the music just fades away. And I was like, okay. This is good.
Whipped cream
this is that. This is that part on Splash Mountain where all the animals are like smiling. And then all of a sudden it gets dark. You're like, here we go.
I like that Alan Lazar was like, I've written an entire opera for this show, so I'm just going to put in some whipped cream music. Because it was Herb Alpert. The music, while Allison was drunk, was like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I was like, what are you playing to? And it's just Allison being like, wacky 70s jazz.
So the music gets quiet, and Camille, who's sitting there at the head of the table... Her elbows on the table like this. She's got her shoulders up. She's like John McLaughlin at like terrible version of that show. She's like, so now, how do you know Faye?
Yeah. How do you know her?
Who is Faye? I mean, I know she looks familiar, but I don't know who Faye is.
Faye rhymes with day. I love the day. May, what a fun month. May, what a fun month.
Trey,
Che Guevara,
Baywatch, David Hasselhoff,
Lay,
Germany, Nazis. Mm. She's a Nazi.
I rhymed lay with day. Remember when I rhymed lay with day? That
day.
Was so Faye. Who is Faye?
Who is Faye? Mm. I don't know.
And then Kyle's like, Faye is like my sister. It's like we were born with our heads combined. And then everybody's like, whoa, you're like sisters. And we're like, yeah, the best sisters, the best friends who are also sisters. And no one will ever fuck with Faye. And then they cut to Kim, and Kim's like this.
Kim's like... Kim's like, did she have a house that you took too? And then Camille, when Kyle's like, she's like a sister, Camille goes, oh, that's nice. Now, okay, this is the most obnoxious thing ever. I mean, you bring someone to a dinner party, and you're the host being like, who is she? Who is she? And we all know it's going in just like a terrible, terrible place. We're not sure where yet, but we know it's going to be terrible.
Oh, I know. It's because you said sister. That's how I remembered. I saw her in Playboy once.
After the OJ trial.
That's her.
And Kyle does, like, the most iconic Richards face of all time. She's like...
Now, I think this is why I liked Kyle so much better than... First of all, I wanted someone to beat the fuck out of Camille. A woman, obviously, because I'm a man. I'm not a misogynist. But, you know, I am a other sex bumper carper. I'm like, hit her! Hit her! But this is one of the reasons...
Me too, hello.
Hello.
We're called partners.
A little beer. Sure. A little beer around.
How rude.
Thank you, Katie Maloney.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I will. But this was one of my favorite things about Kyle and why I loved her. Because people, you don't understand how far Botox and fillers have come, okay? Maybe we're just used to it. I don't know. And I'm not shaming anybody who has them. I'm just saying they've come a long way. Kyle was like, okay, I'll try that. And she got it right here, right? So this part of her face is like this. And then the other part of her face is like this. It's like 30 lines, but this part, it's like she's got her face planted up against a window and she's surprised. She's looking inside. So you only see these, but it's like a casket. It's like a flower. It's like a wrinkled flower coming out like that. It's like just this part, smooth. I was like, I love you.
I felt like it was like in a sitcom when someone has a flashback and the screen starts to swirl, but then the screen just paused and her face is just like swirled up like... So then so Camille, this is like such a classic mean girl bitch move. After she says like, oh, I remember her, she posed in Playboy after the OJ trial, that's her. And then she goes, and I thought you looked amazing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, also, did you see Faye? I love Faye's evil tight smile where she's like, wait. It's like this creepy smile. But Faye had a moment where she's like, I'm wearing a pearl necklace.
Yeah,
I'm literally wearing a pearl necklace. The fuck was I thinking? I should have seen this coming.
So now comes a very iconic moment. Camille goes, I recognized her during dinner. It's the hair. I think it's the extension, the blown up fake lips. But then I realized who it is. And let's all say it together. It's Faye Resnick. The morally corrupt Faye Resnick. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'll drink to that.
And props to the ladies tonight. The five ladies who showed up wearing t-shirts that say morally corrupt.
And these two ladies will be the next ladies wearing those shirts. Because we got some focus. Now look, this is one of those moments where you gotta go, Camille's an asshole, but she ain't wrong. I mean, who does that? Ben just died in a horrible death. I'm going to write a biography about it and show my penis on a magazine.
I would be honored if you did that. I would be honored.
Well, thank you for the permission. That's why I brought it up.
So Camille then goes...
Post-podcast job. This smells fruity. Love it. That wasn't a note.
So then Camille, of course, in her, she's like trying to be like the nice one, but she's still making these like amazing passive aggressive digs. She goes, and I have to say, I loved your spread.
But Camille's not even smart enough to get that she did that, you know? Do you think she did? Or do you think she really
Hell did? Yes, of course she did.
Because she said taint in this episode. Like, Camille's just dropping all sorts of things that I'm like, she can't know what she's saying.
She was married to Kelsey Grammer. She had to do this sort of shit all the time to any girl who came by. She's like, oh yeah?
Well, we developed Get the Fuck Out of My Face. Do you ever see that TV show? It's from GramNet.
Well, Kyle has had to deal with Kim Richards her whole life. She had to deal with Large Marge Kathy Hilton her whole fucking life. You think Kyle is ever going to meet a bitch that she doesn't go home and Google and start a dossier on? Kyle's ready for you, bitch. Kyle's like, well, Camille, weren't you in Playboy in 1992 on March 17th?
On page 36 to 37. Yes.
Now, Camille, who is completely unprepared for this, goes, yes, it's where I met Kelsey. Like, that matters.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where I got my promotion. You didn't get a promotion. You were a Playboy who got...
She's like, I was in a supplement, and I only did lingerie.
And then my head exploded. I just write, you, Kelsey. Camille literally went into a bar after a Playboy shoot, picked Kelsey's drunk-ass head off the bar, and was like, we're getting married. Okay?
Cheers. Get it?
Now, I love someone who works for their money. Fucking Kelsey for that long, especially drunk Kelsey, you earned it. Take it, girl.
So Camille's like, I wasn't nude, I only did lingerie. And Lisa Vanderpump's like, lingerie? I thought the whole point of Playboy was no lingerie. Get it?
Get it?
Get it? You just got Vanderpumped.
Poor Camille. She's trying to compete, and she's like, yeah, but that was just a supplement. I'm like, so you're not even good enough to be in Playboy, is what you're saying? You're making yourself look less hot than Faye Resnick, and that's just fucking
even
sad.
Kelly Ben-Simone did it. So now Camille was saying, she's like, oh, I mean, like, I did it in my early 20s. I mean, I wasn't doing it, like, coming off the murder trial of where my girlfriend was killed. I mean, those kind of people I don't understand and I don't want to associate with. I'm like, do you see who's at your dinner party right now and who's been at your dinner parties for the past 7 years? Come on, Camille.
But again, is she wrong? Not really. I mean, Camille did it too, but she's got a pizza oven now. That's really all she needed to say. It's not that Camille is saying the wrong thing. It's she's saying it wrongly. She's saying the right thing wrongly. Just say, yes, I did Playboy, and I have a pizza oven now, and we're sitting here looking over the canyon that I own. So, anything else? There, you won. I'll have to do
so,
this for you.
Kyle, of course. Poor? Kyle, of course, is like, those live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So she threw a big boulder. I was like, is this the origin story of your new show, Glass Houses? Please tell me it's not.
That's Kyle making shows out of the most obvious things ever. She's like, water bottles. That's my new show. They're like, okay, we'll buy it. We'll buy it. What the hell?
It's about my trip to Fiji. So let's get back to Alison Dubois being wasted, because that's the most fun part.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I just have to do this.
What?
Kim goes, Kyle and I should do that as sisters. Just have to say every Kim line because she has like five this whole episode.
No. It's like, we finally got Kim back. And she says nothing but Kimly. She says it very Kimly.
So Alison Dubois, she's going to take back the scene. She's like, this isn't about Camille and Kyle. It's about me. So she busts out her prop work. And out comes the iconic electronic cigarette.
And it's not just smoking a cigarette, okay? It's like she just got out of jail. Okay, yeah. She's like...
It's like when I was 16 and I tried a cigarette for the first time, it's like you're all dramatic, like... You turn into like an old actress from like the old age of Hollywood. Like, this is how I smoke a cigarette.
Now, Lisa Vanderpump loves to call a liar out, okay? She's made a living out of it. She has a spinoff doing it currently, which is why she'll only hire Jaxes, you know, yes. And I love it.
So, but there are no good bartenders in Los Angeles. What am I to do?
You've just been Jaxed.
So this is when she's still honing her skills. And she's like, Allison, I must ask, are you feeling people now? Are you feeling them?
Do you feel spirits? And I don't mean the cocktails. Get it!
So she's like, well, when I'm with people like you guys, like girls' night, right now, we're being bad. And when we're being bad at girls' night and I feel people, I tell them, get in line, dead people. Get in line. It is girls' night. So I am not going to work right now because I'm off the clock and it is girls' night.
I like how, like, in another dimension, she's, like, put up a red velvet rope. Like, no, not tonight. Everyone get in line.
And Lisa's like, it's like when you're a doctor. Of course people are going to come up and say, ow! Could you look at it? Look at it. Look at it.
It is, of course. Why would you say I'm going to be... It's like me saying, like, I work at Jiffy Lube. I love doing oil changes. Of course you're going to be like, is my belt loose? Like, what does that sound? Like, it's natural.
Yeah. So Allison's like, yeah, but I have to hold my glass to do a proper Allison. She's like, but I head tap people too, so I pull thoughts, but like, I like to be able to tap into people and be like, she has father issues. Her mother kept her mouth closed. Doesn't stand up for the father, which is why she has mother and daddy issues. Daddy was never there. So I start pulling that information. I'm like, that's the most basic information you can say about everyone.
Dee Dee's like, oh my God. You know who else head taps people? Camille. Camille's like, shut up, Dee Dee. Shut up. Shut up, Dee Dee.
Turn your
shut
chair up. Around. Shut Turn up, your chair quiet, around. Dee. You can only speak
quiet, in... Dee Dee. Dee Dee
time says. Out.
Camille does that. Camille does it too. So Vanderpump goes, are you head tapping me right now? Are you? She's like, well, I see a Roomba behind you. It's holding a bald dog and it keeps running into walls and turning around until it hits another wall. She's like, that's Ken. It's just Ken.
You're vacuum tapping. Get off my vacuum.
When will Debbie Reynolds text me back?
So Camille's like, guys, she's not a party favor.
Like, why is she there then? So
says the donkey.
So Lisa, of course, Lisa Vanderpump, she is like, one of the reasons why she is the queen bee is because she can needle like no one else. She just knows, and she's like, can you do something? Is my grandmother here? Does she love me? I want her attention. No, I don't want attention. Get out!
Lisa Vanderpump's just waiting to have a passive-aggressive fight with a dead person over nothing.
I still haven't gotten my apology yet from grandmother.
So Lisa's like, she goes, can you do something? And she goes, off the clock. And she goes, you have to do something. And she goes, well, I thought I was having a good conversation with you folks. I thought that's what I was bringing. I was like, no.
No, you know, you were not. And she was like, I was studied by scientists for several years and on Oprah in front of 70 million people. But I'm kind of like a drug. Once you get one, you want it again. I'm like, 70 million people on Oprah? No. Of course, that's the thing that I get annoyed at, like the ratings. I was like, no, that's not an accurate ratings.
I know Oprah's like jumping up and down at home. She's down the street in Malibu like, I have 70 million viewers! I love bread! So, by the way, just because you sent me to Weight Watchers so young, worked. Great job. We've been giving money to Weight Watchers in my family for decades. Decades. Oprah buys this shit, and she's like, no, it's not about losing weight anymore. What? Yes, it is, Oprah. It's called Weight Watchers. She's like, no, it's just about feeling good about yourself. I'm like, that's called marijuana, Oprah. It's already a billion-dollar industry, darling.
So now Lisa is riling up Alison Dubois. Alison Dubois. Don't want no spirits. Don't need no spirits, Alison. I don't know. Some random candy burst. But anyway, so Kyle smells blood in the water, so she's just going to jump in. She's like, we're just curious, Alison. Is anyone here? We're just curious. Like, is anyone here? And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Camille just, like, takes Allison's Camille cocktail and is like, ugh. Boom.
And you just see Kim Richards like, ask Camille who Estevez when he's coming over. It's like, no one has the nerve to tell.
Can you
Kim
call Christy McNichol's brother?
So then Faye starts in because Allison is just ignoring Kyle. So Faye's like, Allison, can we just have one person? Can we? Just one.
Everyone is so excited about the fact that you're so gifted, Allison.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. And Kyle's like, what does that mean? So I pull out my credit card. She's off the clock, so I just whip out my credit card and stuff. So, you know, Kyle's throwing the shade too.
But even Kim Richards knows that this is a terrible idea. She literally goes, save yourself, Kyle, save yourself.
Kim Richards goes, I'm like, Kyle, no. No, Kyle, no. No, Kyle. I miss Kim Richards. I miss happy Kim Richards. I miss her.
No, God. Don't do it.
No.
And she goes, I don't feel like this is a good situation.
It's not good, Kyle.
So then Camille goes, because Allison's like, don't even get me started.
Don't
like
get me started.
That character on SNL. So Cam's like,
be honest, you really wanted to go there? Because, like, she'll go there, and sometimes she might tap you, and you might not like it.
Dee Dee's like, I love it, Camille. Do it again. Do it again, Camille.
So Kyle's like, well, can you just, like, say something that's just, like, not scary? And at this point, Alison Dubois, her upper lip has, like, curled up into her, like, nasal passages. She's like, oh. Oh. But what I might tell you might be irritating to you.
She's like, might be irritating to you.
Have you been married twice? Well, that's the last one you're going to have, so I guess that's good news. Ha!
What does that even mean? I didn't even know what that means. I thought she was going to have to get married again, which means she's going to have to get a divorce. I'm like, you're a shitty Googler and a shitty psychic. Like, you're terrible at your job. You are terrible. You can't even remember what Kyle told you before this, which is that Maurizio has been in the rags for hitting on transgender hookers at the Buffalo Lounge. Even we know that. We have tabloids, ma'am.
She's basically laughing at Kyle because she's like, I detect divorce in your life. But guess what? It was from your previous marriage. So it's like, okay, great.
Ooh, burn. I told the past.
And so Kyle is now doing that thing, you know, where she's sort of like, her whole body just sort of does this, like her shoulder goes down like this, and she goes, if my husband leaves, I'm going with him. And that's when Allison's like. He will never emotionally fulfill you. Ever. Know that!
Know that.
Know that. Of the things you will know, that is the thing you should know. Know that. As soon as the kids are bigger, you'll have nothing in common. Nothing. Little did Allison Dubois know that they would have the most things in common, including the agency.
Kim. Then they cut to Kim, and she's in the diary room going,
I'm like, God, no. No, God. No, God.
Maurice. Let's go to Hawaii sometime.
So then Allison goes, Kyle goes, anything else, Allison? Like, you loser. So Allison's like, maybe you need to keep your walls down. I'm like, what is this, The Bachelor? Maybe you need to keep your walls down for other women because I feel like you don't let other women in. Kyle's like, I'm with 8 women right now. 3 sisters, and I know no men except my husband. What the fuck are you talking about, Allison?
Was I the only one who was secretly wishing that Bethany would just come crashing through the wall? Like, Kool-Aid style, be like, what's going on? Like, my walls are up. My walls are up. If you ask me to put my walls down, like what's going on? Like, I can't have my walls down. If my walls are down, I'll be, like, dead. Just, like, pour a Camille cocktail on me and just, like, call it a night. Okay, I'm dead. Like, kill me right now. Kill me right now.
I love that Bethany is a psychic, would be like, you're stupid. There. I said it. What's the matter? What's the matter? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? What the fuck's wrong with you? Walls up, walls down, walls up, walls down, walls up. Literally, seriously, literally, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter?
Yeah. Like, I'm leaving.
Like, even the dead people leave. She's like, the spirit is out of your house. It's like, yeah, because you annoyed the fuck out of them. Spirits are, like, running down the street to get away from Bethany.
You know, now that I think about it, and I'm not trying to be, like, indulgent with this impersonation, but Allison Dubois is actually a lot like Ramona. It's like, he'll never emotionally fulfill you. Know that. It's, like, exactly what Ramona would say.
And it's Burns like Ramona, too. She's like, so, did you have 2 husbands?
Whoa, it's ladies' night. Ladies' night is a night for having fun, but in a controlled environment, okay?
Whoa.
When it's ladies' night, I like to get a small glass with 1 lime in it, and then a medium glass, that's me, in the middle with tequila and 3 ice cubes, and then a 3rd glass that has club soda,
And I give that one to Avery and her friends, who are basically my friends. Let's face it, I'm young like Avery, okay?
Thanks. One thing we can never do when we're just at home is how Ramona kind of vogues when she talks. She like Ramona vogues. She's like, stop. Then I'm saying, Avery. It's like facial Ramona voguing. So keep your walls down. And so Kyle's like, no, I like other women. Actually, I don't really talk to men much. Do you think you're talking about Camille? Which Camille's like, yeah, maybe you're talking about me because I love men. Like, yeah. Girls don't understand me. They're like so jealous. They're haters. Girls hate me. I'm like, yeah, Camille, they hate you because you're always fucking their husbands, okay? Camille, like, they go to Vegas in the first episode of this year, and Camille's like fucking, do you remember? They're like, let's dance. And Lisa Vanderpump's doing the hokey pokey. Like, it's like the most innocent dance party ever. And then Camille's like fucking the rails. Like, yeah.
God Camille's bless like that, Camille Grammer. Her dancing. Why has she not been on Dancing with the Stars? So Kyle's basically like, yeah, maybe this is why we had an issue in New York, because you feel like you get defensive around women because you don't know whatever. And Camille's like, oh, maybe I had to be defensive. And Alison Ball's like, well, that's because you're offensive, Kyle. So now it's like, oh, we're back to Allison.
And then Allison's like, they're always jealous of her wonky eyes and mouth that doesn't close, and the guy she fucks with more hair than the monster on fucking the Matterhorn.
So they're jealous. They're just jealous of you, Camille.
So Camille starts with this bullshit where she's like,
"No, I didn't tell Allison anything about what happened in New York because I wanted to have like an open mind about this tonight, whatever."
And then Faye is like, "That's hard for me to believe, honestly.
That's dismissing what I'm saying, Faye."
And then Camille goes, "That's dismissing." Is this what you say? Did
you
say the whole line?
It is what I said, yes.
I was reading down because I was like, where am I? There's I only so have five pages to catch up.
That's just missing what I feel. Or is that how I felt?
No, it's not. It's just missing a fact, Camille, okay? Your feelings are not facts.
And honestly, Faye is right. I mean, Faye is right. Because Faye is like, you know, girlfriends tell your girlfriends what's going on in their lives. Like, it's understandable that Kyle would tell me about what's going on. And if you were real girlfriends with Allison, you probably would have told Allison what happened in New York.
Yes, and then Vanderpump is like in National Geographic back there. She's like,
Faye, dancing around like a little panther, ready to come up across a giant martini and bite her head.
I'm like, what are you watching, and why aren't we watching it? Because your show's amazing. Like, I'm in. So Allison's like, so you're saying we're not good friends because she didn't tell me what was going on? And Faye goes, my psychic ability tells me, yes.
No.
I loved all the burns in this episode.
That was a great burn. I mean, I feel like Faye actually, considering it's Faye Resnick, I think she actually handled herself quite well at this dinner party because she was a guest and they were treating her terribly.
So what? Did you come here to defend Kyle? Is that why you're here? To defend Kyle? That is so wrong, bringing a friend to defend you.
I'm like, you brought Dee Dee and Alison Dubois and you sat them directly next to you. Like, what? Like, it's fine. You're allowed to bring friends as backup. That's what life is about, having friends that have your back.
This is like Allison. New York.
And the second she says New York, Cam's like,
attack, attack. It was an attack. It was an attack. It was an attack in New York. It was an attack.
Just keep saying attack. And Kim goes,
this is uncomfortable.
So Faye's like, yes, there was an attack made on my friend.
Attack, attack.
Dee Dee who said
attack.
That. Dee Dee who
and Vanderpump's like, let's please not go back there. Please. I'm like, really? Let's talk about not going back there, Lisa Vanderpump.
Remember when you said that time at that party one time that I was needy 18 years ago? I hate talking about the same thing over and over again.
So now Kyle's mad at Camille because Camille was sitting there the whole night like she's like this or whatever. And Camille's like, but that's who I am, Kyle. You know, I just like to sit here and put my hand under my chin. That's just like part of Camille.
chin on hand, pizza oven, you know, the usual.
Because, like, that is who you are pretending to be. A woman with her hand on her chin. I was like, what is this fight? I love this show. Because the fights, I'm like, what? Now they're mad because Camille sits with her hand on, or her face on her hand.
And Kyle's at her breaking point, and she's just like, oh, I'm not talking to you, Allison. She's like, but I am talking to you. I was like, oh, burn.
Yeah, because Allison's in the back like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The egg. Told you. Know that.
And then I just love this. Kyle just goes like this. She goes, excuse me, you're boring me. Like, just like that. I feel like I really miss that Kyle. That Kyle that would just, like, flick off someone at a dinner party. She's, like, too nice and, like, too cryy these days. I just want to be like, you're boring me, Dorit. You're boring me.
So Allison's like, I have books written about me and by me and a television show based on me, so if you could just take a flying leap.
I have to remember to never say things to people who have books written about them and by them.
I've had books written about me by me. Yeah. And watch a television show about mediums. So.
I once wrote a book about me, so...
Cow jumped over the moon. Bye. It's like, oh, good one, Allison. So Vanderpump's like, the psychic was more provocative than anyone at the table. She refused to be a food runner, though, and I will not start her at waitress!
So it's just getting more and more petty, and Faye is just like... I'm so bored with this conversation. I'm totally over it. And Allison's like, then leave. Then leave. Then leave. You got two legs last time we checked.
Yeah. You have two legs.
Oh, look. She has a third leg. And a fourth. And a fifth. Look at all those legs.
Well, I like that it made no sense, but Faye was still mad. She was like, is this what you do? Tell people they have two legs? Is this what you do? Two legs? Oh. Is this what you do? I'm like, you know you still write OJ letters in prison. Don't act like you're so offended. Someone said people have two legs. I love this show. People are so mad at every single thing.
So Kyle's like, you know what, Allison? You've had a weird attitude all night. And Allison's like, well, then why were you talking to me? And she's like, well, because I was interested in you as a person. And then Allison, this is like her greatest diss of all time. She goes, well, you are not interesting to me at all. So continue being interested by me. That's awesome. Good one, Pusha. Allison. You really killed it.
Pusha, Pusha.
You're not interested in me. I mean.
Pusha. So then Taylor's like, I'm actually the only one here without a job. So, or without money. So I need to keep this job. So Kim, you're the one who started this. Remember when you said that? And Kim's like, what?
Yeah. Out of left field, it becomes a Kim and Taylor situation.
Dick Clark was just behind me. Did you see him, Allison? Dick Clark, I miss you. I did coke with Dick Clark one time in an ice cream truck. We were on the way back from Coachella.
Hey, who wants to prank call Ernie Hudson, huh?
So Taylor, they start fighting because, of course, which we learned later in the uncensored Beverly Hills Season 1, was that Taylor was at fault for all of this. So we know the truth now, but we did not know this at the time because they did not show us the footage at the airport when Kyle was sitting with Camille and saying, do you want to come on this trip? And she's like, I don't know, Frasier's in somewhere else. And she's like, well, I don't know, she's comfortable like going alone with a group of girls without her husband. It was really not that big of a deal. Well, Taylor, it turns out, went to the bathroom with Camille and was like, they think you're just so insecure that you won't come on this trip because your husband's not there. And she's like, they said I was a C-word, how dare they? And then it turned into this whole thing, which was caused by Taylor. Taylor still ain't taking blame for shit. Now, Kim, who's the drunk, ain't nobody gonna listen to anything Kim says, you know? Yeah. But Kim is right. She's like, you only said that. Remember when we went to the bathroom and you said, God, Dick Clark is so handsome. How's it comes here like that? So nobody listens to her. But Kim was the one telling the truth the whole time.
And Taylor's sitting there being like, you're baiting me. You're baiting me. And Camille's just sitting there smiling so happy. She's like,
She's like,
look at them fighting over me.
Yeah, dancing.
And then Taylor's like, I don't want to talk to you. And Kim's like, do me a favor, don't. And they're like, meh, like this.
And then Taylor goes to Kim, You need to stand up and say stop.
Adrian. She says it to Adrian.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because Adrian's sitting there.
Why are you doing it? You do it.
Yeah, because Adrian's sitting there the entire time like, are we going to get our entree yet? Or what's going on here?
Yeah, Adrian's like, I'd rather watch Paul get his nose caved in again. That was actually fun. What the fuck? Where the fuck am I, pizza oven? Who eats that? Who the fuck eats pizza? Not one person here, that's who.
Yeah, so Taylor's telling Adrian to stop it, and Kim's like, well, why don't you stop it? And she's like, well, I can't stop it because you're off your fucking rocker. And she's like, well, that's what I think about you. Why don't you blow up your lips some more, Taylor?
And Taylor goes, this is Taylor's first, where she goes, this is enough. This is enough. We are not these women. It's like a boat safety course before you take your Christmas cruise.
So the women all stand up and they're about to leave and everything because now this party has just gone to shit. And Camille's like, the funny thing, Kyle, is that I don't have a problem with you. And Kyle's like, but I never have a problem with you. And she's like, I don't have a problem with you, but after New York, I felt kind of bad because you did call me a delusional bitch.
Which she did not. She said, you're fucking delusional, right? Fucking Camille. I have to give credit to Camille because I remember the same way that Camille does. I'm like, remember when we had dinner with Fred Flintstone? He's like, no. We had dinner. And I'm like, yeah, with Fred Flintstone. And Wilma was cheating. He's like, that never happened. We had dinner.
So Kyle's basically like, Camille, if I said blah, 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 and you heard blah, 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 then yes, that makes you delusional. And Allison's like, well, I have something to say. And Kyle's just like, no one is talking to you, Allison. Smoke your electronic cigarette and drink your martini. I'm talking to Camille.
And then Allison goes, yeah, but she can't say what Camille thought because she's not Camille. I was like, aren't you the one telling people that their dead mother said something? Like, what are you talking about? And she's just so hypocritical.
She's just not even making sense. She's like, you save your stories and you tweet them. Middle fingers. I was like...
And everyone's so mad that someone accused Kyle of tweeting things.
Yeah.
Like, this show is so good. She's like... And Kyle's like, smoke your electric cigarette, Camille. Or Allison. Smoke. Go ahead. Smoke your electric cigarette. And she's like...
You've done nothing. Right. You've so done nothing. That's what she just winds up doing. So then the women all leave, and we're just left with just Allison, Dee Dee, and Camille. And now...
So we go outside. The ladies go outside. And, you know, Camille was like, thunk, which meant go turn on the sprinklers. Because Dee Dee just, you know, I don't even know if they showed Dee Dee's face, but you know, if this was a murder mystery party, Dee Dee would not have been in that room because she was out there, like, doing the sprinkler code. Yeah. Sprayed them all with the sprinklers, which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And Allison has just been told off. So you've got the Allison camp here, the ladies outside. Oh, and then Kim was the third camp.
Kim. Yeah, they get outside. The ladies get outside, and the very first thing they do, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Kim? And Kim's like, what?
Taylor, the gaslighter from hell, she's like, Kim, why would you start that with me?
We were already fighting, Kim. Kyle's like, Kim, we were already fighting, and for you to start a fight also is just like adding fuel to the fire. Why would you do that, Kim?
Yeah, why would you upstage my fight?
Yeah, why would you upstage my fight with your fight, Kim? That's so not right.
Kim's like, I didn't know you did, Taylor. And they're like, oh, no one's listening to Kim, which is true. Taylor did start it. So poor Kim is getting totally gaslit this whole episode. And then Kyle's like, you know what, Kim? You go in that car, and we're going to go in this car. And she's like, oh, so you guys get to go out in the car, and I got to stay in this car. That's great.
It is such a mean... They literally just, like, send Kim off to wherever, and they're like, we're going to go out to drink.
Because she lives, like, by Malibu. So she's like, we don't even want to drive with you. I just want to go home. So then, did you notice in the cab, they put Kim in this limo alone. Poor Kim, you know, which Kim is like who are you going to call when you're Kim? She's trying to call them. They won't answer. You call your coke dealer. Who else are you going to call, you know? So then Kyle's in the other car, and then Kyle's immediately like, let's go party at the Polo Lounge.
Yes. The famous
now,
Polo Lounge.
You know that's where Kim was arrested, was at the Polo Lounge. In a stall, the cops came in and tried to get Kim out the stall. And she's like, no, I'm coming out of the stall. My family came here. My mom sat in that booth over there. And they dragged her out. And I just love that that was where Kyle's like, we're partying at the Polo Lounge.
Yeah.
Without Kim. The place our mother raised us.
Meanwhile, inside Camille's house, now Alison Dubois, she's like, the women are gone. I'm just going to drop bomb after bomb after bomb. She goes, she's just sitting there with Camille and Didi. She goes, I can tell you when she will die and what will happen to her family. I love that about me. Kyle's a little bitch. She's a little bitch.
Yeah, she's a little bitch. You know what my dad used to say? Live large and fuck them all. That's right.
Kyle was every girl in high school that made someone kill themselves.
Yes.
These are real things she said. This is not us making this up.
Yeah. That's the girl who made, and then they all started comparing them each other to like high school girls, which is so hilarious because that's what they're all trying to look like, you know? She's like, she looked like that beautiful young girl in high school that made the girl kill themselves. And then back in the limo, Faye is like, she's like that hot cheerleader in high school where she seems nice, but then she rips her heart out. I'm like, you guys are totally comparing each other to your life goals. It's hilarious.
And Allison's like, I'm going to shove this up her ass to prove a point, except I think I need a bigger one so that she can even feel it. I was like, what is happening over here?
Oh, yes, number two. What's your name? Carrie. Yes, Carrie. We've got a number two bingo. You've won some poo-poo. So, poor Kim is stuck in this car alone, and Allison is just giving sick burns, and then Camille's following up with, ha, 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 ha. And poor Kim, we really see how tortured Kim is, because Kyle has just totally gotten rid of Kim for not having her back, which has become over and over again this thing. So we're ready to end with the best music cue of the night, which is Dopey Kim waiting for people to answer her phone. Kim starts calling, because Kim knows where they're going. Kim knows, she hears the ghost of her mother, like, go to the Polo Lounge. The lounge I homeschooled you in geometry, in that booth next to Al Pacino. Because that's what they always say on the show. She's like, I ain't going to the Polo Lounge. Like, no, you're not allowed to go, Kim. So then we get this music cue, Clown Kim music.
Kyle. Kyle. And it's been playing in her head ever since.
And that brings us to the end
of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, guys. Before we wrap this up, boys, we did have like a little contest, you know.
Now, one of our friends of this show, very talented autism, a number three. Perfect. All right, have the bingo winners line up right here, one, two, and three. Now, these prizes come to us courtesy of our...
Their prizes are at the Jenna.
Yes, your prizes are at the merch booth with Jenna, cousin Jenna. I'm sorry, we've got so many prizes for things today. It's the rodeo.
This
like the rodeo.
So this is. We told people we want to see some Crappin's pride because you guys all, so many of you guys, dress up in these amazing T-shirts and costumes, whatever.
So many of these T-shirts are just fucking amazing. And may I point out to my father this bag that was made that says, "Do you want something from Whataburger? Ronnie's dad."
It's amazing. There he is. He's bringing his arms up.
And thank you, gorgeous. Thank you.
Yes.
So good.
So in order to win a prize for greatest Crappin's pride, you had to use the hashtag on Instagram or on Twitter saying hashtag Crappin's cosplay. So we have 9 entries. And
it's in my bag.
Uh-oh.
You guys.
Camille cocktails. They're real.
They're real. I'm fine.
So we were looking at them. How many prizes do we have to give away? Two?
Two, but we're going to have a VIP bag for number three. Now, these prizes were made by our very talented artisan friend who makes a lot of amazing, hilarious Housewives T-shirts named Jackie Butler. She is with Velvet Hammer Designs. It's her own woman-run company. Happy late Women's Day, bitches.
Jackie. Yeah.
If you want to find these shirts or request special shirts, they're amazing. Just go on Etsy and look for Velvet Hammer Designs. It's Jackie.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. The first winners, It's a couple. This is actually amazing. They actually made their very own agency outfits, their own hats, their own shirts. It's so good. Aaron and Debbie. Look at that. I'm not. Wow.
With pride, fucker, with pride. Thank you. These are both pumped. That, did you say what that said?
I didn't see what it said.
It's a classic Stassi line. I don't know what I did to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. And next, who's place number two?
Number two.
Who is number two? You were not number two. Lies, you are lying. Number two is back there, because I remember making a poop joke. Number two, get up here, winner number two. Where's she?
Ronnie, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you go. I'm still talking about bingo. I'm dumb.
Yeah, we're talking about...
I think of prizes, and I'm on to the one thing with...
Camille.
Go ahead.
All right. So I think the next one... Which one do you want to do? Of these, which one do you want?
I'm not picking. You do it. You're the bastard. You're the hero when they win, and you're the bastard when they lose. I'm just Vanna White.
Okay, let's get this other one. Right here in the front row to a sweatshirt that says... Did you mean to wear Gail's enormous sweatshirt?
This shirt says Pumptini!
Pumptini! And on that note, you guys, this has
also
been an amazing...
Also the maker of the Whataburger, or the Eddie bag. Well, thank you.
You guys, this has been an absolutely amazing, amazing show. You guys are all troopers, because this was a long show. We were like, let's do it. Let's have a 90-minute show, and now it's like 2 hours.
It?
It was over 2 hours.
I told my mom's friends, don't worry, it's not going to be as long as the first one you saw. It was. It
longer. Was. But you know what, though? It was an iconic episode, and we had to give it the full treatment. So you guys, thanks for coming. We love Texas. We're going to come back next year.
Oh, yeah. We love you, Texas.
And thank you for coming. Thank you so much.